Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Okay, welcome back for another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. When I say another session of Sanity, this one will be another session of Sanity because we got the doctor in the house. Dr. B joins us again, graciously agreed to stay with us a little while longer, and always appreciate her insight, her godly wisdom, and solutions to the problem, unlike what my solution always is. I grew up in a Italian house. What do you want? You know? Yeah, I give you something to cry about. Come over here. Come over here. I'll give you something to cry about. You know? Anyway.
Come here. I know. I don't know if it was good the way we were raised, but it is what it is.
Okay.
We knew what to expect. We had, you know, it's consistent.
I just had that same conversation with somebody who said, yeah, but your parents beat you guys, and they did this, and they did. I said, look, first of all, were the parents that beat their kids? Probably. All right? I got hit. I didn't get beat. Let's put it that way, all right? I have male cousins that are pretty big boys, big girl, whatever. None of them ended up in jail. All of them have a respect for authority. They all got the belt, but they got way out of line. I don't know. I've asked you this a million times. It's kind of like, am I living in fantasy land and say our generation dealt with adversity better and we did get hit, we didn't get the corner, and this generation seems to fold like a wet piece of paper?
Don't you love how I do that to you? And drop the mic. And we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
I am honestly confused by some of us being told that, you know, our parents parented wrong and maybe we had the wrong idea, but yet it seemed like we were so much better off in dealing with adversity, with pushing through things. But, you know, we had the threat of the nuclear bomb, and we didn't all end up in mental institutions. And today, lots of trouble.
I say all the time nowadays, you know, when like Allie or friends or, you know, teens around me bring stuff up, I'm like, you know that if you would just say that like more than once in a crowd, that the men in the white coats would come get you and take you in their station wagon. And they're just like, the who and the what? And I'm like, no, literally the men in the white coats. I go, it was psych wards, and they would call you. I mean, you had a cramp and you paid it and you complained too much as a woman. They would do electric shock therapy on you, you know, for PMS. And it's like, what? No, but they would, but I'm just telling you. But to your point, you're like, why are they not coping? Why are their issues, you know, their issues this, this, and this? Well, it's because we've become so self-focused. And I told you earlier that I am now, booking to speak at churches and schools. And I can bring the God in or out of it, to accommodate public schools. But I do an hour and a half parent seminar talking and explaining how we got here and what Gen Z, what the problem is. And part of it to what you were just saying is, gosh, they're worried about gender and their hormones and their, you know, mental issues. Well, you look at the defining events of the Lost Generation, right? The late 1800s, World War One, Prohibition, women's rights, mass production of the Model T, right? This is, these were things that affected the entire country, if not the world. Then you've got the Greatest Generation, and I explain this in my seminar, the Great Depression, FDR's New Deal, World War II, Pearl Harbor. Again, pivotal moments in history. We're not talking about cutting body parts off in fentanyl. And you keep going, Korean War, right? So the Silent Generation, which are, you know, 1925 to 45-ish, space race, McCarthyism, Cold War, to our boomers, which you are, right?
Yes. Yes,
it's your Vietnam War, the protests. Yeah. Watergate, Woodstock, Summer of Love, JFK,
they make fun of my
MLK Jr.
They make fun of my New Balance shoes. That's the only thing you missed.
Well, and where it started going wrong is with the boomers and TV becoming mainstream in homes, bringing the media in. And then you've got the coolest generation, Gen X, me. But we still had the Berlin Wall, Cold War, AIDS. So we start to get immorality in, right? AIDS crisis. And then the premiere of MTV, which everybody thought they were, all of our parents thought we were going to hell for watching MTV. Millennials, boom, starts to become me, because we've got the rise of the global internet, the Great Recession, Obama election, who just reversed, you know, everything that Martin Luther King Jr. talked about. And then now we've got Gen Z. And, I mean, listen to the defining events of Gen Z, COVID-19, which was ridiculous. The Me Too movement, me, George Floyd and this nonsense racial justice crap, overturn of murdering babies, right? Roe v. Wade, Brexit, Trump election, which I think was, you know, that was the only one world history thing. And then we've got same-sex marriage and Supreme Court, you know, making that okay. So it is kind of, if you look at it, it was about survival and Great Depression and providing, and it changed around to just be you and let's just break all the morality codes and let's, it's just about me and the craziness and the, so you can see kind of the progression. And so that's how I start my seminar, and then I do talk about mental health because therapy speak, you know, has become like tossed around like it's like everybody has an issue, right? Everyone needs
but
a diagnosis.
You have now in all fairness, you have all these Facebook psychologists and counselors that are helping out people. Don't you know that? You know?
I got comments on that. Okay.
All right. We've got to go for a break, and maybe we'll talk more about Facebook psychiatrists when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Dr. B and Grumpy Joe. We'll be returning.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe. Well, I like the horn, so we're good. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And yes, the old man is here with Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson. Always enjoy your time with us, Dr. B. And when we went to break, I was giving you the old line of I just don't know. And I know you said that, you know, what is it? What's the new one? Gen Zers? They've been through so much more or something like that? You know, with the pandemic and all this other stuff.
Just different stuff. Just, yeah, and not coped well with what, you know, they just, yeah. It's, So yeah, it's just helpful to go and read all of that and see.
So how do you strengthen these kids? How do you look at and you can hit both sides if you want. I mean, Christian kids, I just keep telling parents, get your kids strong in the Word, strong in their belief system, really understanding that what they believe is real and good and solid. And if you don't believe in God, if you don't have a God-centered life, then, you know, teach your kids how to stick up for their principles and what they believe.
And that, you know, we talk about mental health and every, there's just a general sense of unease or unhappiness, you know, because of COVID-19. That really set a lot of them back. But, you know, what they believe about sexuality is very different, right? You've got to understand that we went from less than 1% of Gen Xers identifying, you know, as anything different than male or female or straight, to 21% of Gen Zers identify now as something other than male or female. 21%. Wow. I mean, so you just have to understand this. You know, these people, they say they're gender fluid, whatever that means, non-binary. You don't have to label it. It's like, okay, whatever. You just, that's the first step. As everybody needs to understand that you can yell through your screen and do what we, I get it, but you have to understand it. Also, they are the first truly post-Christian generation, meaning that they are just, other than any other generation, more willing to say that the problem of evil is what's stopping them from believing in Christianity. When they are, the parents have just not done a good job. So they're like, well, the hate is there, the evil is there, so therefore Christianity doesn't exist. That's, you just have to understand what they've been fed through the social media, you know, communication lines. Then morality. This is what's really important because you and I, you know, talk about this. These Gen Zers tend to think that what's right is what doesn't hurt anyone. What's right is what doesn't hurt anyone. Okay, that is so subjective. It's not even, it's just not funny. But you've got why. Why? Because the vast amount of information Gen Z has access to says that, right? It's just telling them that. They don't even know what that means. The level of diversity, all of a sudden, that they're surrounded with. You know, these words, this diversity, this whole DEI thing. And then the empathy for people who are different from them is just either way over the top or, you know, because they don't, oh, they killed someone, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, or, oh, they're using meth, that's a bummer. It's like, no, they're very confused. You know, I love empathy, but it has to be appropriate empathy. So, I mean, I'm telling you.
If you see my Facebook page, you know where I'm, you know where I stand on pretty much everything in life. So, you know, and I just sit there and I think, again, you know, okay, they had COVID-19, they had the pandemic, young kids made it through. I think the parents probably made them feel like crazy. We were on the verge of a nuclear war, I think, all through my junior high school and high school years, you know, diving under the desks when we did the drills and the whole nine. Now, see, we grew up on the East Coast. We had air raid and fallout shelters. We actually had drills where the air raid sirens would go off, and we'd have to run down the stairs, and if we were told there wasn't enough time, get under your desk, you knew you were going to be one of the kids with two noses at the end of everything.
Exactly. Yeah, we did too, right? Earthquake drills and nuke drills in California.
I don't know. You and I have been talking about this for years. I really struggle with this, and when parents start telling me about how their son or their daughter, a very emotional child, and I have to be careful. I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, then strengthen that child. Stop coddling or encouraging them to be that soft. I mean, am I really that far off?
No, and someone just messaged me and said, you know, why is it so difficult for Gen Zers to be Christians? Do you understand it's difficult? Of course I do. I understand how difficult it is to be a Christian nowadays, no matter what your generation is, but, you know, with one more Gen Zer at home who is a super Christian and even at a Christian school gets, you know, razzed for it. There are lots of reasons. So, I guess the main ones are that this generation, millennials and Gen Zers, grew up during periods of rapid social and cultural change, right? It's been very rapid what we see happening, because of the events. And then the Christians in both generations, millennials and Gen Z, experienced a lot of social pressures on their beliefs, right? Speaking up on Roe v. Wade for the boomers, the legalization of homosexual marriage for Gen Z. Those are radical, but to them it's normal. And again, this is just what we have to understand. So they grew up knowing that their beliefs, Christians, were very unpopular and considered, right, intolerant.
Yes.
Welcome to Jesus. He lived 3 years. The man lived 3 years. So we feel your pain before he was crucified, right, for his intolerant belief system. So that is why they've grown up in this where, you know, normal is immorality. And so then if you have a Christian home, then they're just going to be, like, really questioning you. And that's okay. Just answer the question and take them to the Word of God. You know, if that's, you know, that, I hope that answers, you know, your question.
How do you teach them not to be ashamed of what they believe? You know, I never tell the kids, shove your belief in somebody else's face, but don't back away from what you believe either, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a constant, it's hard enough for us as adults to kind of navigate the being a Christian in society, because not everybody's going to be as bold as you and I. So really it's just teaching them and giving them what I call them is personal parent dilemmas, and giving them dilemmas like, okay, here's a situation, what would you do? And just like you study for a test, you got to study, you know, to learn your apologetics. You have to give them, okay, what if you have a friend and you found out she's gay and she says she's a Christian and goes to church? You know, what do you do? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, nope, not an answer. Let's talk it through. So you have to talk it through, and that's what I do. So,
all right, well, unless you got something else to say, we're up on commercial. If you want to stay one more segment, that's up to you. I won't throw you off.
I got a jet.
All right. No, that's fine. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear them tell me I threw you off. Okay. So she chose it, people. Don't say I cut her short. All right. Always appreciate it, Dr. B. Love it when you're with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good.
God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House. Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable for Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Yet another House committee chair has opted not to seek re-election. Mark Green of Tennessee, who currently chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, revealed Wednesday his decision to retire from Congress. Citing his belief that Washington is broken, Green becomes the fifth House committee chair to announce their departure from seeking re-election. Phoenix police have reported the arrest of a Detroit Pistons player following a pregame altercation that turned violent with a Phoenix Suns player Wednesday night. Witnesses told police that the dispute between Pistons player Isaiah Stewart and Suns player Drew Eubanks began in the arena's parking garage and escalated when Stewart punched Eubanks. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back, welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do, and I appreciate the time that you're on it. You know, you're with us. You're getting involved. Head over to the chat room. I say it. I mean it. There's smarter people than I in the chat room. And again, you know what? It's a way for you maybe to hear a different viewpoint. They don't all agree with me all the time. I don't always agree with them. They're still smart people. They're still good people. You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. I keep forgetting this one. Head over to MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has made a way for us to pick up a few bucks, make a few bucks, because, you know, Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them make it almost impossible to get our message out. And I don't know if some of you guys caught it, George Soros. He bought the second largest radio network in the country, basically. And if you think that he is going to support and uphold and work harder to make sure the conservative message has come out, I want to know what kind of vodka you're drinking. Because his whole goal is to shut us down, to make it harder for us to do our jobs. Right? Which is to expose people like him. So head over to MyPillow.com. And I say that because if whatever you buy there, we pick up a few bucks on. You get American-made product. You know, Mike is making a profit off the stuff. He's allowed to do so. And what does he do with that money? Most of the time, he is helping you to fight the things that he believes to be right and true and what we need to do. So you need to be there, too. You need to be helping along. And the way you do that is don't go out and buy a pillow from one of those places that hates your guts. Okay, stuff that's made in China or whatever, and you don't know what's in it or not in it or what they did to it or what they didn't do to it. Buy American-made product. Support the American dream, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That would be MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Don't look at the prices till you get to the checkout. You put promo code Joe in there, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Okay? I mean, seriously. Anyway, there's so much going on. I'm going to get to you. We have more and more Dems that have done some pretty nasty stuff while in Congress. And nothing happens to them. Their own people never call them out. Never do anything. And yet, we have to chastise and throw people out of Congress, right, instead of letting the people decide. Isn't that what we always say, let the people decide? So now we have another Democrat representative, right? Because, again, we have decided that we're going to hold the high moral ground. And do we really? Come on, think about it. Do we really? I don't think we do. Look at some of the bills that we pass, some of the things we allow to happen, some of the things we don't stick up for. And yet we're going to oust somebody from Congress because, right, we've got the moral superiority. It's a joke. It is a farce. And I wish we would fess up to it and move on. Anyway. Rashid Tlaib, she votes present on a nearly unanimous vote to condemn Hamas and the use of rape as a weapon of war. So, I don't know, is she for rape? As intimidation? Okay with it? Being a woman, you would think rape under any circumstance wouldn't be acceptable. I mean, seriously, if you want to call, you're a female, a real female, and you want to call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, explain to me at what times, under what circumstances rape is okay and acceptable. You talk about how oppressive and nasty Christianity is. There is nowhere, no way, no how in my Christian Bible where rape is ever acceptable. Seriously. The House passed a bipartisan resolution condemning Hamas terrorists' use of rape and sexual violence, as weapons of war, as weapons of intimidation, really. The resolution introduced by Representative Louis Frankel, a Democrat out of Florida, endorsed by 200 co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle, passed at a vote of 418-0. Our bipartisan resolution says it loud and clear, rape and sexual violence are crimes against humanity and should never be used or be accepted as weapons of war. I mean, really, seriously. No, she's right. She's right on. I'd like somebody to explain why they couldn't get behind that. The resolution condemns all rape and forms of sexual violence as weapons of war. Now, see, when you read the vote count for those uninformed or uneducated, you sit there and think, oh, wow, that's really cool. They all voted for it. That's great. See, no, Tlaib voted present. That vote doesn't go one way or the other. It's actually a null vote. And the only time it hurts is when the vote's close, when they need an extra vote or two extra votes or whatever. So the resolution condemns all rape and forms of sexual violence as weapons of war, including those acts committed by Hamas terrorists. They call on all nations to criminalize rape, sexual assault, hold accountable all perpetrators of sexual violence. And how could you vote against this? Somebody has to tell me. Right? Just interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tlaib was upset, though. Later on, she was disturbed that the resolution completely ignored and erased any sexual violence committed, allegedly committed by IDF forces. None of those claims have been substantiated. The brain surgeons over at Hamas decided to video themselves doing it, then dragging those girls through town. What were they? They all became porn actors for the afternoon. Ridiculous. The resolution also calls for all international bodies to unequivocally condemn the barbarous murder, rape, sexual assault, and kidnapping by Hamas. You got countries that are cowards. They won't do it. They won't even talk about it. See, this proves you we've gotten away from humanity. We've gotten away from moral values. We're strictly in the ideologies now. Right? Now it just matters what your party believes, what political mindset you have. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air, and then picking up the shows later on. You can always do that as well. This is, if you just tuned in, this is like rapid fire stories. So, Michigan, you gotta love this. Actually, don't forget that one. I wanna do this one. LA County Parks. In Los Angeles, you know, it's coming into the summer months, so they're gonna start hiring lifeguards. They're gonna make sure the lifeguards, I would hope that they'll make sure the lifeguards know what they're doing, know how to rescue someone, know how to, have some life-saving skills, if you would. They've decided to raise the wages in an effort to attract a diverse group of candidates. Now, here's what I don't get. You say you're going to raise wages to lure in a more diverse group, blacks, Hispanics, and so on. Are you telling me that they won't work for regular wages? You have to pay them more? It's the only way to get them out of the house? Is that actually what you say? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying, at least to me. So Los Angeles County lifeguards are getting raised as the Department of Parks and Recreation. They're trying to recruit candidates to fill the current openings they have. They're going to go from $23 and $25, respectively, to $29 and $30. Right? Got to get certified. You got to go through the training, the whole nine yards. But they're raising it in a way to try to get more people in. Now, they need to hire about 500 lifeguards. The county of Parks says the hiring process has been, now listen to the words carefully, because you know how this goes. LA County says that hiring process has been streamlined this year, and the age and swim test requirements have been lowered. Not just the age, the swim test requirements have been lowered. They need to lower them so you get enough applicants to fill the 500 seats. Does that scare you? Does me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Okay? When you do the work, when you get the information, when you get out there and help plug it, we win. Really, I mean, come on. Really that simple. Seriously. All right. Never mind that. Back to my... Sorry about that. You know, again, this is where diversity, equity, and inclusion becomes extremely dangerous. And I mean extremely dangerous. And some of you people don't even know it. You don't pay attention. Right? So the LA County Parks Commission has decided they need 500 lifeguards coming up for the summer. Lakes, pools, that kind of thing. And they've decided to increase pay, lower age, and then lower the requirements. Sounds safe to you? It don't to me. So Normandy Garcia Gonzalez, director of the L.A. County Parks, said an aggressive outreach effort has been included, visits to hundreds of high schools, community colleges, community events all across the county. Our goal is to ensure that all youth 16 years old and above have the opportunity to become lifeguards. Now, we're going to provide them with a pathway to earn competitive wages at 16, embark on a promising career within the county. Our commitment is to hire diverse youth and foster inclusiveness. Right, because that makes it safer. No, no. No, no, no. I don't care what color you are. I don't care. I don't even care if you can speak English. All right? You better be able to save my butt if I'm going down and I'm getting ready to drown. I want to know you can swim. I want to know you can swim well. Now, they're conducting lifeguard swim tests, right? And but again, they're lowering the standards. I'm not so sure I'm cool with that, right? Pool lifeguards required to be at least 16 years old, able to swim 300 yards in 6.5 minutes. You also have to pass an eye exam. Okay, that makes sense. Standard for lake lifeguards are a bit higher. In addition to the age requirement, eye exam, lifeguards will need to swim 1,000 meters in 18 minutes or less. Have a valid California driver's license or Class C license. I think it's a small truck license. I'm sure a kid 16 years old has got that, right? That's not it, though. The thing behind this thing, again, raising, we're going to pay them more money, less requirements, and lower the age. All in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't even know what to do with that. Frankly, I don't even know what I want to do with that, if anything. Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The Michigan's having a challenge right now, too, among their representatives. Homeschool parents are really being poked, if you would, by Dems. Because now they want a homeschool registry for kids. They're going to force families who opt out of public schools to sign on to a mandatory registry. Right? The Michigan Christian Homeschool Network and other groups have filed suit against them to stop them from doing it. Now, the state is a Democrat-run state. They want everybody in public school. They don't see any reason for any other type of schooling. But notice they never actually go after private schools because there's too much money in it. No, come on, just can you be honest? If you're a Dem and you're looking at this, can you be honest about it? Are you telling me the best education humanly possible is strictly public schools? Because if you say yes, I would say to you, shut down Harvard, Yale, and the rest of them, because we have public colleges. Right? What's the big deal? Israel Wayne is the vice president of the Christian Network that represents over 11,000 families. Says there's absolutely no benefit to a registry. It doesn't help students academically. It doesn't keep any students safe. It needlessly governs. It's more government red tape for them to track you, watch you, and know where you're at. Right? Especially for the religious groups, because they're going to ask questions like that on the application or on the information. Now, Michigan has relatively relaxed rules on homeschooling. It's one of, 11 states where parents don't have to tell anyone they're opting out of traditional schools. Unlike homeschoolers in New York, Massachusetts, those in Michigan don't have to take proficiency tests either. Now, I will say to you, kind of in the air about that, because knowing what I've seen with some people, some kids that are homeschooled, yeah, they should have taken some kind of test. So we would know where they were at. Officials seek to tighten the rules after the arrest in December of two couples in Lansing, Michigan area, accused of abusing and profiting from nearly 30 kids they adopted and homeschooled. Attorney General Dana, but these are bells and whistles that should go off. Were they pay attention? They look, they go in, they check up. In some way, shape, manner, or form, without being too intrusive. I mean, think about this. Let me see. Across the state, There are 10 million people in Michigan. There are 10 million people in L.A. County alone, Los Angeles County, California, alone. Okay? So you have to sit there and scratch your head and say, they're able to track it. They're able to keep track of who's doing what, where, how, and when. Why does Michigan have to go to a registry? State lawmaker Matt Kolesar, also a Democrat, he called it a loophole that let the abusive parents exploit youngsters. So see, they see, isn't it funny how they're always demonizing parents? Always. Comes to homeschooling, it's a way parents can make money and abuse their children. In California, there's a crazy thing happening up and down the state. School boards are voting or passing policies that allow the teachers and staff to tell parents when a child is transitioning or trying to transition. Because, remember, it's a mental health issue. All right? But they're screaming that it shouldn't happen. That we shouldn't allow it. The parents have no right to know. The parents may hurt the child if they find out. See, the parents are being demonized. Every time you turn around, the parents are being demonized. They're the bad person. They can never have the best interest of the child. They can only have the worst. And yet a teacher who you don't know, who hasn't been around, is not going to be with that child later on in life in most cases. Somehow they become the saint. That's craziness. It's craziness going somewhere to happen. I'd be outraged too if I was them. Because again, it's nothing but a tool. It's a tracking tool. Can we just be honest about it? It is nothing more than a tracking tool. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Bob Menendez and his wife. Should I say hot water again? Or should I say they're throwing gasoline on open flames? They're already in hot water. Now, the list of accusations against him. He's a New Jersey senator. You know, and here's proof positive. Right, there was, what's his name, out of New York? You guys in the chat room, I can't remember his name. The representative we just kicked out. Right, we jumped all over that as Republicans. We brought that forward. We made that happen. We have no problem doing that. And yet Bob Menendez and his wife Nadine, right, they have been accused of, not even found guilty of yet, but accused of accepting diamond rings and money and all kinds of stuff in a bribery scheme out of Turkey. Right? They've got proof that he did it. And yet the Dems won't even talk about it. They won't say a word. So they alleged that the two accepted a diamond engagement ring that was purchased by Wal Hanna in exchange for the Democrat lawmaker, his political influence. Now, these are new allegations. There's a bunch of old ones on there, too, that they're still working through. The new ones came from a document filed by the federal prosecutors on Monday. It's in response to Menendez and Mr. Hanna's request to suppress evidence seized during searches that they claim are overbroad. You mean like Trump's? I'm just saying. I don't. And explained the need for search warrants in the case, prosecutors offered more details about the complicated alleged bribery case. So, you know, here you go. Money is changing hands. Valuable objects are changing hands. And yet nobody was willing to say anything at first. Prosecutors now allege that Mr. Hanna, an Egyptian-American businessman, he facilitated the purchase of a diamond ring as part of an alleged $150,000 bribe in exchange for Mr. Menendez's intervention in matters that benefited Mr. Hanna. Well, and the Egyptian government, actually. This goes on all the time. It goes on that side now, especially all the time. And yet nothing. Not a word. The Dems don't scream up. They don't do anything about it. They don't even reprimand these people. We move them out. I'm sorry. And we're the bad guys? Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. We're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be here to join us.